country.
Nando mi nambia wasi, if for us to have another success protest like the one we had on 25th, tunafaa tukata hizi stories zote. First of all, Osama si adui yetu. Unajua Osama played a very big role.
Yeah.
He's never an enemy.
That's what mina kuambia, like Osama and Billy are the reason me talking on the 25th. That's why, like, one thing may hate you, the movement, it cannibalizes itself.
Yeah.
And everyone accuses you of being paid.
Kabla tuendelee, wacha nikuulize, ushaingia kwa linebet.com, baki umeingia chapchap, tumia promo code MWAF, M-W-A-F, na utastand a chance ya kujishindia kofia, kujishindia hoodies, na kujishindia t-shirts, na apart from that, pia unapata bonus. Lakini, terms and conditions ni, the first thing lazima ukuwe ni wewe ni a new participant. Apart from kuwa a new participant, baki umedeposit 250 shillings, alafu the last thing unafanya ni kudownload app. Hii app unaweza baki umepata kwa Google Play Store, na pia unaweza ipata kwa App Store. Alafu chap vile nimekuambia, promo code ni MWAF. Alafu unabaki umejishindia bonus. But apart from bonus, bado kuna hoodies, kuna t-shirts, na kuna cups. Na apart from that, kama kawaida, winnings zako zinakuja zikiwa tax free. So nangoja nini? Enda kwa linebet.com. When all these protests were happening, even when Otero confronted Ruto about the Githurai killings, I was against it. And the reason why I was against it was 250 bodies can't go missing without 200 families showing up.
Yeah.
That's when akunga Ruto alidea, Otero akamwambia ni aje, bring me 250 families. I'll meet them personally. No journalist aliweza kupata hao. BBC wakabaki wame discredit your story. Were there murders in Githurai? Yes. Was it 250? No. Let's not inflate the numbers. We end up hurting the movement then. That's why me neza sema, according to me, I feel like the deaths are unrelated. Kware and the protests are unrelated. But that's my two cents. What's...
Okay, me I can say this. Unajua pia na ugava, they need to be factual on their end.
Yes.
You know, there's no way you can come up with a story that doesn't make any sense. And then that is it create a space whereby people now started coming up with their own narrative, as you can see.
Yeah.
So on both ends, kila mtu kuna story yake. And the worst thing is that the government is the one who was supposed to come up with the factual thing.
Yeah.
Unafaa tuambie, unsi, these bodies... Because technically, wakituambi umsi aliwaa asi wote, nobody will believe.
Yeah.
And that it creates a space whereby now people started coming up with their own narrative now. Whereby, minda kuja niseme, because we were in that period of protest, I'll take advantage of that. Niseme, yes, these people, and the human rights commissions and all these other things, they took advantage of it because now the more bad news for themselves.
Yes.
You know? And when you said like something like Hussein, when Hussein said that these are the victims of the protests, you know the outside community will accept because it comes at a time whereby easy killings zimekuja time ya protest.
Yeah. By Hussein, you mean Hussein Khalid?
Khalid.
Okay.
So he was the one who came and...
So
when... may I believe on my end... May I can say that if the government cannot give me a good narrative about this, mean that these are people dead in the protest.
Okay.
Because it's just a way of covering. Because unapata pia wala wanapatikana pale utapata msia anasema pia huyu alipotea on this exact date where we started this protest between 18th to 30th there of June. Most of the bodies there unapata msia anasema hiyo period. Na ndio gavana itwambia tia msia alianza kuwa say 2 years before. It doesn't add up anything. Na pia body, when it take a very short time to decompose.
Yes. Na just a few days.
Days. Kwanza kwa dumping site. Hata kupata your body ni ngumu sana. So the first case should be, how was this body found?
Yes.
Naelewa. Hii story ya kusema ati oo niliota nikawatesho ati sistangu ati ananiita.
Does it
add up?
I didn't want to get into it.
Yeah.
And because I felt like it didn't make any sense.
I love,
apart from that story not making sense, another story that didn't make sense was ati vile umse alishikwa. Ati alipigia mse wa boda. Kambia mse wa boda ni aje, nataka unipeleke pale Kware. The same place, bodies had been dumped and people are still collecting bodies. Alafu unipeleke Kware, umebeba nini? Ati mebeba mwili kwa gunia. Like who would say that? Okay, say okay. Amekuwa on the run committing all these crimes for 2 years.
Yeah.
And the first time that this guy was able to talk in a court of law, what did he say? He said he was beaten and forced to confess.
Yeah,
and that's why torture wagaiko outlawed. Because torture will make you confess to anything.
Anything.
Yeah, yeah. Hapa. If you are tortured, you'll confess to anything.
Yeah, yeah.
1982, mindo nilipatia uchuka binoki. Like, you'll confess to anything.
Yeah, sure.
What which is. But still, to come to the politics, another thing that has happened is Supreme Court may suspend the ruling that declared the Finance Act 2023 unconstitutional. Your 2 cents?
My 2 cents is that, you know, nowadays we cannot even trust our courts.
Mm.
You know. If the Supreme Court can be overpowered by the Court of Appeal, you know, it raises questions.
Mm.
Like so what's the way forward?
Yeah.
You know, if the government, even if they take an anticipatory bail, like the way Jimmy has taken, I'm not supposed to be arrested in any case.
Mm.
But as we speak, Jimmy Wanjigi yako ndani.
Yeah.
I think sijukama ametolewa.
Mm. Mm.
So our courts are not functioning. They are compromised.
Mm.
And then this Mother Kome, one of the most incompetent people we have ever had since time immemorial.
Mm,
mm. Because nowadays our courts are not functioning. Mm. Because one day utapata hii court in a Russia history, it goes to the Court of Appeal. From Court of Appeal, go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Then inatoka tena Supreme Court, inakuja tena Court of Appeal.
Mm.
For me, it doesn't add. Doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
May I think our courts are compromised and the judges are doing business with it. The government.
Mm.
The more they, at sometimes on the part of truth, they are doing some case just to, I don't know how, they can judge against the government just to negotiate more.
Mm.
Hello. Yeah. So come on a door is part of justice, bro.
Yeah, najuaga. You in Kenya.
You in Kenya. Mm. And these judges are making a lot of money.
Mm.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Because that's the size of the case. We had a land case. It has taken like a, almost 15 years without settling it. So I think with my 2 cents, I believe that these people are just they are doing business in the judiciary because I was tunatoka high court imesema hizi unaenda Supreme Court, unaenda Court of Appeal, una appeal appeal inakata tena, unaenda Supreme Court sasa Supreme Court inakata tena, unarudi tena the Court of Appeal. It doesn't add up.
Alafu ile tu umesema unajua justice delayed. If you a case has not been solved in 15 years time, that's a long time. Like a lot of cases waga, like niliona watu wakin who are fighting for his estate. I think his estate is worth how many billions. And I was there thinking, if one of them could just be like, you know what, nyinyi since mnafaitia hizi, mimi nipatieni tu my share, nataka ni kidogo, alafu nyinyi muendelee kufight. And you can invest that money. By the time they're finishing their case in 20 years ushawapita. Najua hivyo. But what to Chicago? You have no idea. Billions, man. Like, I think the estate, yakin ilikuwa, was it 14 or 4 billion? It was some ridiculous amount of money. I love another story, of course, JKIA workers refused to take part in a public participation session on Adani. This story, Adani, unaichukuaje? Because what I don't understand is, why is the government so invested in making sure Adani takes over? Now, Adani, tayari, the public has a very negative perception.
It's because they have already eaten the kickbacks. So you know how the government operates.
Yeah.
Wakitaka kupatia job lazima ulipe the kickbacks. So upfront. Ah, jamaa alishadishido. So whether we like it or not, these people are coming.
Yes.
They're already on board.
Mm.
So already the agreement itself, it has a lot of malice.
Mm.
It is oppressive, first of all.
Yeah.
And I believe there's nothing we can do as Kenyans.
Because
the only chance we had to require your 25th time of protest, we could have cleared this thing from the word go.
Yeah.
The only chance that we had to clear all this mess.
Okay.
But when we back down about it, I think there's nothing we're going to change.
Okay. That's interesting, Vilome Bongajia, the 25th, because I've had this disagreement. I've had this disagreement with Gaido's way of looking at it. So you, what do you think should have happened on the 25th?
25th, we should have walked to Parliament.
Which we did. Yes.
And then from there on, I think I wasn't against going to the state house.
Okay.
You know, when you walk to the state house, see at tunaenda kuingia ndani kule. You just camp there.
Mm.
When you camp there, I think it will send a message.
But
even to the even to that side communities. Mm. So it send a clear message.
Do you think wangekubali? Because until now, majuzi niko nimeishia majuu na nikaweza take photos, I even put my hand ndani ya White House nikachukua.
Yeah, yeah.
Kenya, I'm not allowed to take a photo next to State House. No. So do you think wangeallow watu wangefika hapo? Watu wangeokotwa, because there's the infamous unconfirmed story that in 2007 a lot of bodies were collected.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what will you try going?
That tribe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why are you lying to yourself that this would have been different?
Okay. You know, we had already started that the synergy was there.
Yes.
Even if we could have failed on that 25th, this thing, we could have continued with it as this goes by. To make it protests like on a daily basis now.
Okay. Okay.
To send a clear message. It wasn't even about even to invade the State of
person. Yes. Yes.
But if we had that taken that initiative, we didn't mention by the Najua State of Road Apple, there's a liars on insurance there. At Apple Kopita Ningumu sana.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, not to me again here sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So unapata pia makarao, like they on my barricade. There's a certain place where is Peter. No, no. So me I was for, we could have made this thing like a continuous thing. We protest on a daily basis, because after the 25th is when this protest was compromised, the movement, whereby even the NIS, as I told you, they came on board.
Okay.
And funny enough, I came to know about it later on when it was already, like, nikajua pia nayo pia hii, money is the root cause of many things.
Okay. So, because uliniambiaga hivyo, one of the reasons why you're having this conversation is because ulitumia message ukaniambia, NIS ndio ilikuwa involved in organizing
nane.
So, what do you mean NIS walikuwa involved?
Now, after Baba went to the handshake with this guy, and they say it's a broad-based government, but that's bullshit. This is a handshake. Because right now, Baba has half of the government. So it's only a matter of time before the PSS are shown out by the door. Baba alete wase wake. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, but does he have half? See, he has, is it 20%? He has four cabinets.
He has four, but
out of 20, what?
He's negotiating prowess. It went to the PSS. You know, the PSS are more powerful than the CSS. That is something that people don't know out there. You know, even most of the gigs that we normally get on Twitter, most of them, they are being handled by the PSS.
Okay.
So the PSS are on the main thing. So, unapata, now, when Baba went to the negotiating table, he didn't went for the CSS. Yeah, take a two years or maybe in it.
Yes.
But now the CSS is, so na sikana itishambao. My PS20, that's we already have the half of the government.
Okay.
Unaona. It's only a matter of time before, and I think they do that reshuffling now. So when Baba went to this thing, the government knew that they have already contained the protests. So they wanted to find something that they can weigh the Uzitoi protest.
Yes.
So what's the best way to do it?
Okay, the government knew they'd contain the protests, and
after they've invited the Raila to the the government.
Okay.
They wanted now to weigh Uzitoi protest now without Baba on board.
Yes.
You know, we cannot say Baba was not the face of this protest, but you cannot do protest without Baba. That's a fact.
Yeah.
People don't want to accept that. Hawezi fanya maandamano in Nairobi bila Raila. Raila akisema hakuna maandamano, hakuna. Yeah. So unapata, like, you find now, after this guy was invited to government, to this broad-based government,
yes,
the government wanted now to weigh Uzitoi protest without Baba on board. Unaelewa?
Okay.
So
okay.
What is the best way to
Nane
to weigh this nane. Hey, so bring up nane nane.
Okay.
So nane nane was something that was brought by the NIS. And who are the and me, I normally tell people need to be smart. Usiende kwa street juu influencer ameka mengia kwa street. Ama enda kwa street juu unasikia team sana wasi wanatokea. You go with your own purpose. Unajua kitu nakupelea kwa street. Unaelewa? Because most of these people are paid to go to the street.
Yes.
Unaelewa? Most of these influencers, they are there to make money. They're there to make a killing. Mimi leo nikishikwa, I say it can't any more than a day. people will make that noise.
Yes.
I have friends.
Mm.
Hello. But ule msi akoko down. Akishikwa msi na mazata 1 week. Kuna sio walishikwa kama mazata karibu wiki mbili hivi ndani.
Yeah.
Hello.
So, ana niko sure kuna tuko ndani
mpaka saizi. Mpaka saizi. So ndio mimi naambia msi ukisikia kuna protest, uejue chini nakupeleka huko. Mm. Usiende just because of the wave or because of the. Na usifu na nani? Mimi I came to know about the NIS story when it was already too late. Mimi I was out of even Kimuzi was not aware. I think one of the people that I can trust in this whole thing is Kimuzi, Polo Kimani, and who. Those are the people that I can see that they're on the true course.
Yes.
So even when this thing nikajua tin NIS wana wame organize, it was already too late. Like a day to the protest.
Oh, okay.
Na already time tushapanga wasi venye tuta transport wasi kama ni wasi wali wanakuja. So tulikuwa tumesema wote tunakutana wapi? Tunakutana hapa Nairobi.
Yes.
We march.
Mm.
Sasa I came to know about it a day before the protest. Where somebody just called me. And funny thing, before even talk about that, you see he puzi ya kusema ati the government approached me. The government will never approach you.
Yes.
Hiyo ni upuzi. Hata wasi wanasema ati they're trying to justify their why they have taken a different course, ati the government approached me. The government can never approach you.
Yeah.
This wasi wanna approach the government. And when you approach the government is always willing to accommodate you.
Okay.
Because the government has a lot of money to waste in terms of influencing. Like recently, in Eldoret.
Yes.
When they were unveiling this thing, funny enough, even I talked it about on my Twitter, when they were unveiling the city status, kuna raia tu alinitumia 100 G's. Akaniambia naje boss.
Na kukoli bonga juu story.
Akaniambia naje boss. Wana juu ni msa home na wende usauti yetu huku area. Niaje si wacha tumalize chape job, uingie kwa serikali. Tufanya nini? Tupige hii kitu. From there on tafanya a lot of job. We sensitize about this the upgrade of the city status.
Yes.
No, na jamii najua ni upuzi. Mimi sijakuitisha kitu. You have gone out of your way to umenitumia do. Alafu unakuja sasa unaniambia ni ku. Nikaambia boss aenda hivyo.
Yeah.
Sasa uzuri hiyo time nilikuwa na issue na nisumbua kiasi ya do. Nikatoa kama 30 cheese kwanza. Nikatoa jeta kama 30 G's hivi kwa nika settle issue nikabaki na kama 70. Alafu sasa nika umsana niongesha tu kwa anajaribu kunipigia sishiki, anajaribu kunini kwa WhatsApp sishiki. Then nikaona anajaribu ku reverse. Nakataa. So ndo after hapo akaanza sasa kunitumia
vitisho
nao. Mingi. So me just after at the end of the day I called him nikamwambia boss, mimi na yeye sikumbuki tukiongea mahali. Me I don't know even where you're working from. Sijui unatoka wapi. Umenitumia tu do. Uliniuliza kama niko willing kufanya hii kazi. Ama ni aje. Hello. So those are the advantage that comes up when you have that. You have that number. I cannot say I'm an influencer,
yes,
but
yes,
at least I can.
But Najwa, I understand what you
mean. Yeah. See now. So mimi came to know about this story at NIS a day to the nani nani. Somebody called me, and funny enough I have so many friends. Unajua when you're vocal, you have many politicians who are friendly to you.
Yes.
They want to use you in their advantage.
Yes.
So me, I'm sorry, nipigia tu, one of the prominent people in the Senate. Nipigia kanambia, hey, niachi jomba, fiti. Yo, pangoinyo ya kesho, akuraja ni kudanganye. Yo ni serikali imepanga.
Okay.
Hey, nikamulezi, hey, kwani, nikamene, how come si kujua? Akanambia ungejua because apparently it was something that it was not supposed for you to know. Akanambia sawa, so who is in charge of this thing? Akanambia hey, si unajua madam na yeye. Nikambia by the way I know her because initially mimi nimework na huyo madam mwenye ana work na NS, nishai work na another kuna kan initiative tulikuwa tumetumaza na yeye about energy.
Yes,
going to the solar energy channel.
Mm.
So akaniambia hey, this woman ndo ako in charge of this thing, even alipampiwa dawa na serikali ni nini. So haupa mwajenga. Eh, nikamwambia azi.
Yeah.
Na mimi nikamwambia kuna siku ati gavai shiny pump ati kuni fund whatever I'm doing. Hakuna siku. Akaniambia by the way, huma damu ndio alikuwa anorganize this stuff. And then now that is when I started coming out back to realization that huyu madam alikuja out of nowhere.
Yes.
Unaelewa? Alikuja out of nowhere akaanza kusensitize this na ni nani thing. He was vocal about it.
Yeah.
Nikashindwa kwani madam alitokea wapi na all this time ajai kuwa. And it's somebody that who is so darling to the president. After alipigania kiti kikaumana, I think that is when she decided to.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, hey, nikamenye, but I wasn't, siko picture yo kitu.
So
when this, when I was being informed about this, and that is when I came, now ikaanza kuniran kwa akili. The first person to sail out of the ship was Boniface Mwangi.
Yes.
He went silent. Doesn't want anything to do with that. And he was vocal about it. Kasema, by the way, penye mifika mimi, I'm done. I don't want anything to do with that. I'm not involved with nani. So ikatoka. So watu wakapiga Boni vita.
So kwa nini unafikiria Boni alitoka?
I think he was Boni. As much as I saw a trusty Boni. Boni are those guys that they're always there for their good cause. Akiona ni kitu ya ujinga ama ni kitu that is it is infiltrated government aligned, aizi cheza. I think Boni was aware of it.
Oh, that's ni game ya gava.
Ni game ya gava. So yeye akajitoa. And the good thing about Boni, ni ule msi, aizi kuja kuambia msitoke.
Yeah, you make your decision.
Because aso inga mempiga vita mbaya sana. And then the second person who came to was against about him was, I think, even Anifa came out. Anifa came out, akasema, by the way, nani, Z, I'm not there.
But she still went.
I think she went after she realized that I think she felt that she is abandoning the cause when there are people who are already willing to go out.
To go, yes. Okay. No,
I think she came there after alikachina kafikiria. Now, after Anifa aka back down, me, I think, ndio nikaanza kupicture now. Because Anifa lazima anapata direct message from Boni. Anifa, Anifa is Boni.
Yes.
Because these are people who hang out together in the same clique. Even though I've done with Boni some in the Linda Katiba, we were with Boni.
Okay.
So
mlikuwa funded na Ruto your time?
So, no.
Si Ruto?
No.
Ndiye alisema Linda Katiba was funded by Ruto?
No.
Okay.
No. And not unless I don't know, but me, I know he was.
Yeah.
So, and when Anifa came out and say that, no, that is when I knew that this thing is compromised. So I was even contemplating to come and tell people, no, don't come.
But sasa ungeambua,
nimelipwa.
Alafu so pigwe vita.
Nipigwe vita. And then nikajua itani affect badai, even if you have an a good cause up front, watu wengi wataamini.
Yeah.
Ama, unaona? So I decided to go with the wave. By then, tulikuwa tumesha kodesha basi ya kutowasi kutoke limbaka hapa. Basi mbili, we already found. Sasa, the good thing is that, walifika hapa, past Kimendo or where? Wakarudishwa. Because kulikuwa na ma roadblock.
So the whole bus ikambo
irudi. Because mara yao walikuwa pale ni mavijana wako na mabendera malini. Sinojua difficult ilijua tu anaenda.
Oh, okay.
So wajama wakambo arudi. So wakarudi. So they didn't make it to come to here. So that is when I knew, I realized that this thing. Alafu sasa, this lady who was, alikuwa na chocha wasi watoke, he was nowhere to be seen.
Okay. But ya mwenye iko online? Ama alikuwa online?
Alikuwa online.
Yeah.
And he was very vocal. Watu wanamjua. Yeah. The mama was not there. Even he actually met Kasmuel. Even met Shaq. I saw them. They took a picture with her. So
was the protest ama before?
Before the protest. Like 2 days before the protest. And that is when I realized that.
But hawa kuwa najua ni gava?
Hawa so hawa najua. Even kina Kasmuel. I can tell even kina Kasmuel. Wachari na wasi. In the old gods hawa.
Nalea.
Iko siko na wasiwako very bright.
Yes.
And wasiwako kiacha tamaa mbele, I think tuta make
country. Yeah, tuneza change country.
And nandomina ambia wasi, if for us to have another success protest, like the one we had on 25th, tunafaa tukata hizi stories wote. First of all, Osama siya do yedu. Unajua, Osama played a very big role.
Yeah.
He's never an enemy.
That's what mina kuambia, like Osama, and Billy are the reason mainly talking on the 25th. That's why, like, one thing may hate you at the movement is it cannibalizes itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everyone accuses you of being paid.
Yeah.
Like, mimi nimekuwa nikicheka because I look at it and I'm like, I really want us to succeed. Unajua, like, I've been, mimi ukienda kwa the original videos zaiko nini, utaona sana niambia, like, according to you, Mwafrika, there's nothing that Ruto can do that's good. Because mimi nime criticize everything from Benny Hinn coming to Kenya, because that's taxpayers' money. Yeah. From hii nonsense yote nimekuwa nikicriticize. All of a sudden, naambiwa, I've not taken a stand. Niko like, Buddha, tuko side moja. Paka anachukuaga like, Itumbi, anafaa kuongezwa salary. Because how he's been able to make watu wapigane
is beyond.
Like, watu wako side moja mnapigana vita ingine.
Unajua, the funny thing is that, you know, Itumbi knows his way out to maneuver. Na amekuwa kwa hii game for a time. Na unajua, hawa si wanakujaga na hizi accusations that hey, yaji Mwasa amelipwa.
Yeah.
Hey, Osama ni is a traitor.
Mm.
Ni wale wasi, ukichunguza ni wale wasi, when I do that, mimi nikiwa niki, if I manage a gig.
Yes.
Kuna wale wasi wadogodogo wanalipaga so tano.
Mm.
Alafu sasa kuna wale mabazuno walipa like 15 G's, 20 G's kupanda.
Mm.
So unaona achikia wasi wa sotana so tano.
Mm.
Ukipata wasi karibu thao.
Yeah.
Yeni kama 500 G's. Mm. Yeni pesa kidogo sana kwa gava.
Mm.
So uki, if you're able to contain like a 1,000 guys to tweet about something.
Yes.
Technically it create that nini.
Yeah, your hatred.
Your hatred.
Your,
na it only needs around 2,000 tweets for it to trend.
Mm.
So unapata pia Itumbi anapulina hiyo.
Mm.
Anateka advantages of that.
Yeah.
Unapata mbako ule msa kwa in the good cause of this protest. Akipatia sotano. Unajua ni sotano tuya ujingo uwe tweet.
Mm.
Wewe andika tu ujinga.
Yeah, yeah.
Anakubali na.
Cause kitu fani ni, cause even tukibonga juu hivi, neza bonga juu ya, kwa nini una feel Hanifa was attacked that much and attacked by people who we'd assume wanted change. So by that I mean Gaido, I mean Aoko. Cause Aoko, majuzi hata nikimwona na Aoko, I was like, this girl is, she's the bigger girl. Cause Aoko alikuwa amemtukana
sana.
Nacheki. So kwa nini una feel alikuwa an easy target hivyo.
You know, when Baba came on board to the government, we were left hopeless.
Yes.
We were felt defeated.
Mm.
So everyone was just in the dark. Sasa, we started now blaming. So just as a way of easing the pain, we started accusing the easier target unapata. So kila mtu anakuwa adui.
Yes.
Unaelewa? So the easier target is Hanifa.
Yes.
Kwa sababu huyu ni msi, the moment he went against nane nane, he became the enemy to the movement.
You know?
Even personally, even me myself, I had my reservation on her. You know, despite me ni msi namjua, na juhuni demaizi kwa compromise.
Yeah.
But at that moment I felt like, you know, when you feel like defeated. Unajua mimi nilipigia Baba to 2017. Na feeling hiyo time ukolo umeshindwa.
Yeah.
I felt that the moment he joined the government
this time.
I felt like I was defeated, whereby you una feel kila msana kukasirisha. Anyone who is talking like he's trying to side with the government, he becomes the enemies. You know? But you need to be the bigger person here.
Yes.
That unafaa tuelewe, hakuna msana alipeleka mse kwa street. Unaelewa?
Hakuna mtu alikustop kwenda state house.
Hakuna msana alikustop kwenda state house. State lazima nikuje nikwambie usishie state house alafu unakosa kwenda. So, that is, I think Hanifa became a victim of all this. And she's the only lady that you can say that she has done so much. So much such that mimi personally, wakiniambia sezi nitafute leaders. Mimi sezi angalia mbali.
Yeah.
I'll just say direct. Not even Kasmuel. Hapana.
Yes.
Kasmuel venye ukiangalia is somebody that you can be compromised. And I knew that the moment I saw him that ameanza kukutana na wasi kama kina Sonko, ameanza kutana na kitu kama kina Jerotich say. Those people who have character that have questionable. But if you tell me about Hanifa, I think she's the one. That's when I kwambia, at least sema ati movement ina leaders. That is nonsense.
Yeah, najua.
It's already political.
But it was political from day one. Like, everything is politics.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things, I don't know even how to explain it. But it shows you how Kenyan politicians wameharibu Kenya so badly that when we hear politics, we associate it with only bad things.
Bad thing.
Because if you look at countries kama kina Dubai, and their systems of governances, mm-hmm. and by Dubai I mean UAE,
mm-hmm.
and you look at Dubai, Abu Dhabi, these mm-hmm. places, yes,
mm-hmm.
and you look at the sort of politics, like we are going to make sure the average citizen has housing, clothing, shelter, healthcare, blah, 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 blah. So they won't have to even cry about freedom of expression. And
yeah.
It's all politics, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So, yeah.
Mm.
So when you say that it's not political,
mm.
I think we are losing the cause.
Mm.
Because if we need change, we need to put people there who can bring the change.
Yes.
Atuwezi ongelea change tukisema tunaongelea change na sinema fence yetu. And there's nothing bad about young politician going to there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
because ah some are to disappoint
kina jana. Haimaanishi kila mtu atakuwa hivyo.
Because if you see, even if we go back to the history, Mseka mm. Msalia. Msalia alikuwa minister from 29 years,
I think. Yeah.
Martha Karua aliingia siasa akiwa na around 34. Mm. Yeah.
See, yeah, what all gear got
here. Tomboya was a
yes,
foreign
yes.
minister given at 30 something.
Mm.
You see,
he was killed at 39. That means that
yeah,
he was young akiingia gava.
And mm. the true devolution na kusema we take development to other counties.
Mm.
It was brought by Tomboya from the word go.
Yeah, yeah.
Hata ino alisama hizi mumia sugar, manini hizo company zipele kweko. Because initially, when I was reading history vizuri,
mm.
I realized that initially, Jomo Kenyatta wanted to take all these factories, the pan papers,
mm.
the mumia sugar. They wanted to bring it to Mount Kenya.
Mm. Mm.
So raw material Tokyo Western later.
Yeah.
So it wasn't making any sense.
Mm.
It is an idea of Tom Boyer who decided to.
Yeah.
So that means that young leadership is not bad.
Mm.
And that's because this the young parliamentarian have failed. It means that even these young people can fail.
Mm.
No, let's give these people a chance.
Yes,
those people are coming out. You see, people come. Like, we can try it. Like me, I normally vote. Me, nule msi sinaga wivu na msi. Msi kama Anifa, she deserves to be there.
Yes.
Msi kama Kasmuel, he deserves to be there.
Yeah.
Nelo.
Yeah.
Mm. Sisi ni ole manwe smakers. Mimi sizi. Ah, misi yasa siwezi. Mimi naenda wapara.
Mm.
Nelo. So we need to come up with an honest conversation whereby we need to accept that this thing is political from mm. the word go.
Yes.
History kusema atuna leaders any nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
We need to come up with a way, we need to come up with a structure of how we are going to maneuver from there on. Ndio mimi nambega say, it's better we have a third force.
Mm.
We take this thing to a second running.
Yes.
Naelewa?
I love to lean on the side
that tunafeel it is a bit not compromised or a bit not corrupted.
Mm.
Naelewa? Hii ujinga ati ya msia napata 50 plus
1.
Mm. And then, you know, hakuna kitu kama democracy. Democracy in a means, while the majority, they've already won.
Yes.
What about this other side?
Mm.
That is not democracy. You know?
Mm.
But if we have a third force, even if atatukuja number 3, as long as these people, the president doesn't attain, because as we speak,
yes, 50%
as we speak, kutoa msia iwezekani, as we are speaking now,
yeah,
it is a hard rock.
Mimi saizi nimesema, I'll never say that. I'll lie to people.
But we need to be honest.
No, it's reached a level where I want to tell people what they want to hear. So some people want to hear that Ruto is going to resign. I'm like, okay, so he's going to resign. Okay. Because I was having a conversation na wife.
Mm-hmm.
It was not about politics. But kwa tunabonga jia, kuraise watoi.
Mm-hmm.
And the way sometimes you raise your kid mm-hmm. and you make your kid believe that things are easy. So inakuwaga like, nataka lollipop, chukua. Nataka nini? Nataka phone. Nataka gadget.
Mm.
And then you release your kid into the wild and your kid is told no.
Yeah.
And your kid can't believe it.
Yeah.
Macheki.
Yeah.
So with that mentality, that's the reason I'm going to say, kushinda Ruto itakuwa hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not discouraging you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, we need to work harder.
Yeah, yeah.
But unataka kuambua ni simple, he's going to resign, he won't be president by 2027.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Ndio mimi nambia kasi, we need to come up with the reality. Mimi nimesha accept. Umse, not unless we go back to the drawing board, our root cause was that we need to make this function, the system to function well.
Mm.
Unaelewa? As we speak saizi, we cannot, saizi kuna msi ya maliza karibu 1 year, 6 months, ajapata ID.
Yeah.
Something that has never happened.
Mm.
ID ilikuwa 2 weeks, msi ya mesha kanjo yake.
Mm.
But now the government is trying to find a way where they can frustrate these people now where we cannot they don't want the young generation to vote.
Yes,
now that is where we should come back to the reality whereby we need to stop this thing of demonizing people. we need to bring back Osam on board.
Mm.
We need to have this thing, the structure itself from the venye ilianzia.
Mm.
We need to anzia parle, we move forward from all the, whatever it happened.
Mm.
We come up with another structure where we're, yes, we're going to move forward.
Mm.
Whereby we can, if we are going to protest about the IDs, tuna protest about the IDs, mm, then atoka on time. Because mimi nambia say, ni ngumu, itakuwa ngumu kutoa msee because right now hatuna structure, hatuna plan.
Yes, hatuna plan.
Unaelewa? Mm.
Mm.
But the moment we kai chini, we have a plan with this thing. Because mm, politics, it's all about the numbers.
Mm. Mm.
And tukiangalia as we are speaking now, mi nambiaga mse, in terms of when you're campaigning, they are that campaigning plan, the ploys, the plannings and what. So when I say it's all about the numbers,
mm,
tuangalia this other side. Wanasema the young voter, the young votes, it's around 15 million strong.
Mm.
Mm. I'm a vijana tu.
Yeah.
Kwa hiyo 15 million toa 5 yale mafala. Because mm, 5 kuna obvious ways kosa kwa kuna wale mafala bado they are into this, wale people they are trying to frustrate the movement,
yes,
the young generation pia.
Mm.
So when you are speaking, we have like 10 million strongs.
Yes.
And the reason why Ruto brought in Baba is because he thought that now that the other side is trying to pull themselves out, the Mount Kenya people, so he's not assured about their backing as we speak.
Yes, yes.
So Ruto is voting for Raila.
Mm.
Now, the reason I'm hopeful is because I normally say this. If Raila is always on the ballot from 2007,
yes,
from 97 actually, to Otunda ako ingia. So if Raila was always in the ballot since 97,
yes,
iyo time yote akioka ballot, his backyard, they never come out in large numbers to vote for him.
Yeah.
Naelewa? It is basically ikienda sana maybe 62%, 65%, the Nyanza side. He's stronghold.
Mm.
What if now that he's not on the ballot, how many will turn up?
Mm.
Very few.
Takuwa was.
Yes. Takuwa was.
Mm.
So do you mean abiyaga say your hope? Mm. So let us, because I saw where Yaum say, it's because he thought that when he brings in Raila, he has the backyard, he has the backing of that, which is okay.
Yes.
But we take that to our advantage.
Mm.
These people to come out in large number to register as voters, the young people generation,
whereby
we force this thing to go to a runoff.
Mm.
We force it.
Yes.
Even if it's impossible, we force this thing to go for a runoff.
Mm.
And I believe when we have a structure that is going to lead us to that, to that end, na tuache kudemonize kila mtu, kuangalia kila mtu eti ni adui yetu.
Ni enemy.
Mm. Ndio.
Like mtu akidisagree na wewe on anything, haimaanishi amekuwa compromise.
Yeah, amekuwa. Yeah. Unaweza nafaa to accept that that road. And kwa kila in every political movement, there must, na siasa yetu ni it's all about money.
Yes.
Yeah? You need somebody who has financial muscles.
Mm.
Really? So when we start to demonize everyone, let's say Wanjigi. Me, Wanjigi, I've never liked him the way he operates because he's part of the problem.
Mm.
But this is a guy who has a solution
to
some things. And this is a guy that you can take advantage of him.
Yeah.
Why don't you accommodate him instead of demonizing him? Just to mepiga Wanjigi vita vibaya sana.
Yeah, najua.
And he's part, he's one of the people who has been so, he has played a major role in to ensure that the victims are taken care of.
Okay.
Unaelewa? So me hapo, I believe if we are going to sit down and come back with a structure with, you know, we are talking about Okiom Tata, you're talking about all these things, but politics yetu is not about the feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
Ati juu napenda msi, yes, mtata ni msi mfiti sana.
Yes, but aizi mobilize.
Aizi mobilize.
Mobilize wase, because Jimmy Wanjigi akiingia, ina disrupt Central.
Ndio hiyo sasa.
Na Ruto bila Central itakuwa hard. Because as much as hii ya Raila ya nini, alafu itakuwa hard, hard. And I don't know like why wase wana feel hiyo design like we need to keep fighting each other and then we need to wait for this mythical leader who's going to come from the sky, who's very clean has never done what. Because to me, even giving presidents one term is going to be a very good lesson. Particularly Trump alipatiwa one term. So he's really struggling to come back. It should be like that. Wait, patie Ruto one term, atoke, 2032 he runs again. Hopefully he gets it for himself. You see, like it needs to be that way. It's not guaranteed. But if you keep fighting, itakuwa hard sana. But